Greetings again to everyone who's listening in. We are at day four. I want to continue with some thoughts about today, about consequences by the law. So, Heavenly Father, we thank you for opportunity again. May your word come to life in our life so we can be a light to you. And may you take every word, use it as you see fit, and so it can be a help for anyone who listens. We lay it in your hands, and we pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. So, the law. I can start first. I can just mention some of the heroes in it's written about in Hebrew 11. All the great examples there in the scripture showed us. They showed us like the life of Christ through their life by faith. And I'm talking about Abel and Enoch, Noah, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Moses, Rahab, Gideon, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and all, and the prophets. All listed up there in Hebrew. And they revealed faith, not only in their by their words, but you saw it was all by obedience. So they were led by the Spirit. And the Pharisees, they could also read about this in the Torah and the prophets, but clearly you could see they didn't understand really what it was about, because they missed how they were led by God. Really, it's a type of Christ. I can nothing do without my Father showing me. But all they could see was the written law. And they believed they could be holy by trying to follow, although it's over 600 laws, rules and laws that were made. And Jesus, he said to them in John 5:37, "And the Father himself who sent me has testified of me. You have neither heard his voice at any time nor seen his form. But you do not have his word abiding in you, because whom he sent, him do you not believe. And you search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. And these are they that which testify of me. But you are not willing to come to me, that you may have life." So he was there. They were searching for the scriptures to find, but all they can see that was the letters, and they became just legalistic and missed the life, really life in the Word of God. Because God's law, it is a standard which we measure righteousness. And when you think about those who don't believe in anything, like the atheists, they appeal to ideas of right and wrong. But which standard do they measure by when they don't really believe in anything? And what is God's law really? Because everything around us and in us, it's guided There's a law in everything. You have it in nature, physics, the human body, even down to the atomic level. And if any of these laws are broken, there's consequences. It can be great consequences. You see out in the universe, you know, how the planets, stars, everything has they're going God has set them in a position. And if they're out of just course, it can have enormous consequences, even for the universe. And you have on Earth, you have gravity. If that's ignored, you know, objects, it falls down, and people can get hurt. And the ecosystem, if it's disrupted, you know, the balance will collapse. And nature's law, it doesn't negotiate. You know, airplanes, if you ignore the aerodynamics, you can't have an aircraft to fly. There has to be to follow a law so it can function. So physics has built-in consequences. You don't get punished for breaking the laws of physics. You get punished by them. And if you see in the spiritual, when God's law are followed, there's order, there's harmony. But if they're broken, consequences will follow in that way also. And in our creation, in our bodies, and in our spiritual lives. So the law is really to restrain destructive desires in our lives. But we see today, people want to be governed by feelings alone. I have a right to do this because I feel for it. And especially here in the West, you have the seventh church age, Laodicea. And that's actually the meaning of that is the rights of the people. So it's in our day. But then I was thinking about this show, this program on national TV, and it's really popular. And it's about the people can come into this, it's like a show, and they have the opportunity to get become a better version of themselves. But when they, on that road to the better person, they had to do things that's completely against their emotions and desires. And they have to go out of their comfort zone and do things to break the limits in a way. And they see that when they do that, they grow in it. And that's completely the opposite of how the world thinks, because they want to be ruled how they feel. But there you have to go against your feeling, and then you gain something of that. So the law, it reveals sin. It does not justify us. In Romans, if you read in Romans 2 and 3, Paul is talking about the law here. It's everybody has a law of consciousness, even if you don't know the law, like you said, in Romans 2 there, even if they don't have the law, God has put a law of conscience in every man. And even the Jews who have the law breaks it. And no one is righteous. But through the law, the knowledge of sin comes forth. So the point is that the law is like a mirror. It shows us sin, but cannot save us. And it reveals our need for a savior. Romans 7:7. I would not have known sin except through the law. I would not have known coveting unless the law said, do not covet. And James also, James 2:8, if you fulfill the royal law according to scripture, you shall love your neighbor as yourself, and then you do well. But if you show partially, if you treat people different, you commit sin. For whoever keeps the whole law yet stumbles in one point is guilty of all. So the royal law, it's a law of love. You can read about it in Romans 13 also. Love, it's a law, a powerful force that commands us what we should do and not do. And you know, it says you shall love the Lord with all your heart, soul and strength, right? And it comes back to this. It's about what we love and are longing for. For in 1 Corinthians 13, Paul also talk about love. And you can have the gift of prophecy, understand all mysteries, all knowledge, and though have all faith. So I could remove mountains, but if you don't have love, I am nothing. So trying to follow the word of God without love, to have the true desire, if you don't have that, it becomes lifeless. And even why try to defend ourselves through when it comes accusations to us, against us, we are unrighteous regardless. So what's the point? Even Jesus, the only righteous one, he didn't say a word. He didn't defend himself. And he was righteous. God's righteousness is perfect. But no one can be justified by the law. That is why James and Paul, they point to grace in John 1:17. For the law was given through Moses, but grace came through Jesus Christ. So Jesus, he fulfilled the law. He didn't abolish it. Matthew 5:17, I did not come to abolish the law, but to fulfill it. He didn't cancel it. He completed it, living without sin and showing its true purpose, love from the heart. He showed that the law speaks to the inner life, not to the only to the outward actions. So the law was a tutor to lead us to Christ. The law leads us to Jesus because it proves we cannot save ourselves. And Jesus, he fulfills the law on our behalf and gives us righteousness by faith. And by that, the Holy Spirit, when you receive the Holy Spirit, it writes a law on your heart. In Hebrew 8, it says, I will put my law in their minds and write them in their hearts. And those who live by the Spirit in honest confession are free. There is no condemnation. Let the Spirit fill you and wash you out everything that does not belong. Romans 8:1-2, there's no condemnation for those who are in Jesus Christ. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus had made me free from the law of sin and death. So it's about dying to yourself and let Jesus take over. Let the Holy Spirit take over your life, be dead in yourself, and you're free from the law. Because the law Moses came with the law. It just was there to show that we are incapable to be righteous. There's no, we have no chance. So it only pointed us to the Savior Jesus Christ. That was the meaning by the law. For grace is something undeserved. You are free, not because your circumstances say it, but because you no longer live under the condemnation of the law. So there's consequences of the law. And it comes back to this all the time. It's our desire and our longing. And we can do nothing in ourselves, but when He fills us, He puts a law, the law of Christ in our life, and we desire to follow Him. And then we do what's right. So hopefully this can be to encouragement. So may the Lord bless you and have a beautiful day. Amen.